Hello and welcome to day four. It's day four. Day four of our 40 days of transformation. How's everybody doing so far? Feel free to blog on Facebook, to tweet. Feel free to visit hayhouse.com and talk about these meditations. Feel free to send me emails at info@davidg.com and I'll respond to those or post them. And feel free to truly connect with others who are in this space, enjoying these 40 days with you, essentially our incubation period. My name is David G, and I'll be your guide today. We have explored I Am, Aum, and Aham Brahmasmi, and now let's go a little broader to the concept of rhythm. There are so many different rhythms to our current life. There are tidal rhythms, lunar rhythms, the rhythms of the season, the daily circadian rhythms of night and day, of light and darkness, the rising and setting of the sun, right down to the rhythm of our breath, the rhythm of our heartbeat. And it's through the seasons, the tides, which are so inextricably linked to the moon, and its lunar rhythms of expansion, contraction, and total space. Think of the moon, the rhythm of its growth until it's full, whole, expansive, and then that very, very gentle surrendering to diminishment as the sun's light on the moon gets smaller and smaller until it no longer reflects the light of the star which is at the center of our own solar system. They call it the new moon when there is no moon. That's the stillness and the silence that rests between the expansion and the contraction of life. No different than that subtle, sweet, silent moment that rests beneath your breaths. The inhale and the exhale, we are in rhythm with the cosmos, with each breath that we take. And the Sanskrit word for this is ritam, R-I-T-A-M. Ritam essentially means I'm awake to the rhythms of life. I dance with the cosmic dance. I flow with the cosmic rhythms. Imagine that each pulse, each breath the universe takes is expressed through you. Imagine that each physical step that you take is flowing with the step the universe is taking as well. Imagine that your personal physical rhythms of ingestion, digestion, elimination, equilibrium, homeostasis, that these are all in sweet balance. Imagine that your body is an orchestra with millions of instruments being played out, whether those are your most healing cells, your most expansive cells, your lungs, your kidneys, your eyeballs, the follicles of hair that grow on your body, your skin itself, the largest organ in your body. Wiggle your toes right now. Imagine you can wiggle your toes while your body is fighting disease. While you have all that awareness and all that spiritual know-how, all that intellectual download that you're taking in, and you can wiggle your toes, take a deep breath, have your blood flow, fight germs, maintain equilibrium, and nourish yourself as well. Imagine that you flow in the harmony of the universe. Imagine that as you explore, as you reach out into the world, seeking new experiences, and answers, that the universe is always providing a little bit of guidance. Remember that there is a deep connection between what happens in your dream state, your waking state, and your deep sleep state. And it all leads to that fourth state that we mentioned on day one, Turiya. Turiya. T-U-R-I-Y-A. Unbounded consciousness. Imagine that you and everything is transforming, evolving into the best version of your most divine self. remember that whatever the universe is feeding and providing to you, you have the ability to feed that back into the world, into your world, and provide that to those in your world. Remember that you have a powerful ripple, and that you are flowing in this rhythm of the universe. The person who is on the receiving end gets to receive just as you are receiving from the universe and from others. And we all get to flow it back out. We are receiving from so many people that we interact with in so many different ways. Remember that there is a purpose to everything as it unfolds. And sometimes that purpose is not revealed to us in this lifetime. Remember that there's a hidden meaning behind every single door, although we may not know that meaning. And as an event unfolds, it has so many infinite possibilities. And you take one teeny thread, and we claim that's the relevance of that moment. Let's acknowledge the infinite number of threads, the infinite number of paths that we can move through. Let's acknowledge that our lives are filled with magnificent experiences, and that you and your unique gifts and your special talents are all a function of that. When you can truly recognize that the rhythm that flows outside of you also flows within you, it brings us back to yatapinde tat brahmande. As is the cosmic body, so is the personal body. As is the cosmic mind, so is the personal mind. Essentially, we are it. We are not in the universe. The universe is in us. And when we are in rhythm, that's the truest expression of true oneness. And when we are fearful or constricted, we're anxious, we have created these blockages, lacking of trust to receiving the divine gifts of the universe. So how do we open ourselves up to receive and not resist? With this meditation, a Ritam meditation, sweet Ritam, Ritam, Ritam. So for today's pranayam, our breathing, before we begin our meditation, let's breathe in all those things that we think are in rhythm and let go of all those constrictions, blockages, roadblocks, speed bumps, or difficulties in connecting. This should be able to happen spontaneously without any resistance. And so by repeating Ritam over and over, it will harmonize us. It will align us. It will allow us to truly be in the flow. So let's get our breath in the flow. Whatever breathing technique you like, whether it's through your nostrils, through your mouth, let's get into that flow of breathing. We'll inhale to the count of 10. We'll hold it, and then we'll exhale to the count of 10. And if that makes you dizzy, then at the point when you're feeling uncomfortable, absolutely stop, and that will be your number. But know that as we do the in and the out, our ability to breathe in deeper, to hold that breath deeper, and to release at a longer, slower pace will expand. So let's just begin. Let's just breathe. Let's try to the count of 10, and if you feel you want to stay there with me, do that. But please, if at any point you feel uncomfortable or dizzy or strange, then limit your breath to a smaller amount. So let's begin. Take a long, slow, deep breath in to the count of 10. And now just hold it here. Slowly exhale to the count of 10 as well. another long, slow, deep breath in to the count of 10. And hold it. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And gently exhale to the count of 10, slowly. And now let's try that one more time, long and slow, at your own pace. Hold it at your own pace and release it at your own pace. Let's begin. Ritam, ritam, ritam. Let's begin repeating ritam silently. Sometimes it will speed up, sometimes it will slow down. Even though you're repeating it silently, it may get louder or fainter. It may become jumbled or distorted. Don't resist, just keep repeating it. And as soon as you realize you've drifted away from the mantra, ever so gently, drift back. Ritam, ritam, ritam. I'll watch the time, and I'll ring the chime at the 5-minute mark, and 3 times at the 10-minute mark. Feel free to join in for whatever feels comfortable. So let's begin. You can stop repeating, Ritam. Just sit gently so this stillness and silence and rhythm can settle in. And now let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's take another long, slow, deep breath in. And effortlessly release it. And let's seal this ritam that connects us all in this sweet meditation. And the time we've spent together in stillness and silence to cultivate this collective. Let's herald that by chanting the hymn of the universe, Om. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes and look around at all the rhythmic dancers of the universe that we celebrated with. And now it's time for our metta moment. We're in rhythm. Ritam is planted sweetly within us. As we move throughout the day, let's weave a few questions into our awareness. When someone poses any type of challenge to you throughout the day, just today, respond by saying, how can I help? How can I serve? By bringing our attention outside of ourselves in terms of what we can do, we will shift from asking, what's in it for me, to how can I flow the universe into my life? So remember, whatever you are approached with today, rather than calculating what it could mean to you, instead, ask, how can I be of service? You will see your world unfold as we flow metta, sweet loving kindness, out into the world. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G, coming to you from Carlsbad, California, right outside San Diego. And wherever you are in the world, send me a note so we can find out how far this collective is truly spreading. You can email me at info@davidg.com. From my heart to yours, have a sweet day of Ritam, and I'll see you in the gap. Namaste.